Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bruvs. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben over there. Hi, my little Benji Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How's it going with you, baby?
I am just fabulous. Fabulous.
That's good to hear. I am too, because in a week we are traveling to New York City for the Golden Crappy Awards. It's our 10th year together. We're celebrating 10 years of laughter and love. And we're going to be doing that Golden Crappies ceremony in New York at Town Hall. Very excited. Go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. We're also going to be doing a digital moment with Moment House. They're going to be streaming the show live, so you can get tickets for that as well at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, in the next 2 weeks, we're going crazy. We're going there, straight to Jersey, straight to Boston, and then we've got a couple days off, and then we're going to Nashville, Atlanta, and Orlando. So go get tickets. That's going to be a nutty 2 weeks. Lots of live shows will be showing up here on your feed. And can't wait to see you guys again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. We're just like, I'm so excited.
Okay, so today we are doing Summer House because Summer House returned.
Yeah, it's back for its sixth season. Who would have ever thought that it would make it to six seasons? But I feel like Summer House has really, you know, it's really kind of like hit its stride over the past like year or two. And I was thinking about it, Ronnie. I've had conversations with people where a lot of people are like, you know, they've really come to love Summer House and they're really feeling Summer House. And a lot of people liked Winter House, even though Winter House was definitely not as good as Summer House. It still was kind of like a fun diversion. And whereas there's a lot of people who also are kind of like really they're over Vanderpump Rules. And I was thinking about it. I think one of the reasons why Summer House works so well is because it does have that kind of surveillance aspect where they just capture so many random little moments that actually feel very real and not made for camera. And I think that like in this era with I feel like sometimes I think that's something that we just like want right now. And Vanderpump Rules is sort of gives us like kind of like prefab drama. So it's my long way of saying that like Summer House, even though I still love Vanderpump Rules, even when it's not even having the strongest season, Summer House just makes me so happy because it just really speaks to my soul, my vapid, vapid soul.
Well, this is also your neck of the woods, you know? It's like fancy people in the Hamptons, basically, you know, the Ben Mavericker story.
Wannabe fancy people. Like, they're not really that fancy. They're just like...
Well, I just mean the fancy in general, right?
Yeah.
It's like going to a nice restaurant when you're poor, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yes.
So, let's see. So, we begin with the coming this season, which is basically Amanda sobbing the whole time, Kyle being verbally abusive, and everyone wondering what the fuck they're doing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then we get to... 2 months later or 2 months or earlier. Oh, by the way, if you want a trailer recap, we did recap that. It's over on this feed. We did it last week. Actually, so there you go.
It's actually in the main feed, but it's a Crappens on Demand. So if you actually, we recommend Crappens on Demand for every time we do the trailers because you actually can watch the trailer with us. So you have a visual frame of reference to whatever the heck we're talking about. So that was about a week and a half ago. So go just look that up. But yeah, we had a lot of fun dissecting this one as we always do.
2 months earlier. Trixie's in a new mood. I was worried because it was just music. There were no lyrics, and I got really upset. It was just like, ding, 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 ding. No.
She likes to be experimental on Summer House sometimes, you know?
Yeah, she's outside smoking. So Kyle and Amanda are going to drive together, of course. And he's like, is this everything? I got my Weekender bag.
Yeah. I was, by the way, a little upset. I was hoping that we would finally get the return of the theme song, which we did not have at all last year. The theme song, which is my favorite theme song because it just sounds like the singer, Dina Dedley, is just sighing in resignation. And it goes,
and they let her in the sunlight and love in the sunrise.
No, no, no.
Take And then it ends and you're like, what just happened?
You're like, can someone check in on that singer, please?
Is any of this real? So Amanda just gives Kyle Amanda face, big wide eyes, and like biting the top lip pensively while she's still pouting. It's actually kind of a feat. And she's like, well, Kyle, I'm just feeling we're already married, Kyle. He's like, yeah, it's been a long engagement. Well, what's going to happen when we actually get married? Are you going to start to respect me? She's like, that is never going to happen, Kyle.
They also, by the way, do the thing that they've been doing for the past 5 years on the show, starting off the season by saying, can you believe we're actually getting married? Which is like, they, at this point, they just are saying that like at New Year's, every New Year's, this is going to be the year we actually get married.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be another season of this. Kyle and Amanda screaming and crying at each other. So then we get a Trixie song with some lyrics. Now, Trixie, her diction, not really getting it today. Maybe it's just a slow start to the season. But she's like, oh, no, 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 it's lame. I got a colored flame. Like, what? Did she say, I know it's lame, but I got a colored flame?
She might have. She's, you know, exploring metaphors, you know.
Is the gas running low in the propane?
Because that would explain the lyric.
she's just writing songs while she's trying to make eggs in the morning.
So we see Danielle jumping up and down, because of course Danielle's jumping up and down with like extreme excitement, and Lindsay is like, hi, your Uber has arrived, because she just pulls up, and Danielle's just so excited that she doesn't have to take the train for the season premiere. She's like, oh my god, thank god someone wants to pick me up.
Yes, yeah, whenever I would come home to visit when I lived in New York, being in a car, I was like, oh my god, I'm in a car and the mayor's voice isn't lecturing me about some bullshit. Welcome to the taxi. Do not forget to enjoy a beautiful city. So also, Lindsay drives a car that is so Lindsay. It's a big, huge white Jeep.
Yes.
I've never seen anything more Lindsay. Mostly because the awkward handling of the car. And then on the freeway, it sounds like this.
And it's like a nuisance when it parks. So then, so Lindsay's like, how much traffic do you think we're going to hit? And Danielle says, like, at least 4 hours. A hundo P.
So then Paige and Sierra are driving together. And Sierra's like, oh my god, you're driving. Like, watch out. And Paige says, when I'm a pedestrian, I'm like, dude, stop driving so fast. And when I'm driving, I'm like, walk, just walk.
And then when I'm just sitting, I'm like, really? You paid full price for that outfit? Wow.
But then when I'm standing, I'm like, oh my god, I can't be sitting right now. It's just the circle of life. And Sierra's like, Paige, are you keeping rollers in your hair like when you go to the house? Are you going to take those out at some point?
And Paige is like, I'm thinking I'm going to take them out midway, and then like you can do your makeup first, and then I'll do mine, and then you'll drive. And then from the back seat, there's this girl Maya who just like appears out of nowhere. She goes, well, I can also just drive us the whole way. And they're like, oh hi, we didn't know you were back there. Wow.
I think you got in the wrong car. I'm actually not your Uber, but I like you.
I like you. You can join the cast.
So then back to Lindsay's car. Oh, she's like, I am so excited for the summer. Everything is open.
It's going to be a good summer, Lindsay. A great, great summer of Danielle.
So she's like, last year was hell, if I'm honest. And then we see clips of the sandwich, you know.
When are you going to make me a sandwich?
How many sandwiches have you made me? So then she's like, but this summer I'm casually dating a guy, Jason, but we're not exclusive and I'm independent and free flying and I want to keep my options open.
Oh, Lindsay, wanting to keep her options open. She shows up to every season basically begging somebody in a way, you know, like basically chasing a guy. Like she's keeping the options open. So yeah. Lindsay's like, live free and die trying. That's my mantra. Got me the taco contract.
So now Lindsay's the first one to arrive at the house. And So Lindsay and Danielle walk in, and this is like the first time in the history of Summer House that they actually have a nice kitchen. I was shocked. They have like a nice island with all that, like the marble kind of thing, backsplashes. I feel like they've always had kind of outdated kitchens. So I'm like, well, congratulations. You guys have really made it. Last year, you guys got a full proper reunion with couches. And this year, you get a fancy kitchen island.
Yeah, you get some marble going on.
Yeah.
So then back with Kyle and Amanda driving, Amanda just lets out a huge bop, like a big burp. And he goes, wow. And she goes, who was that? Did anybody see who burped right now? He's like, that's why it feels like we're married already. You don't even try to impress me anymore.
Yeah, this is not good. So,
well, Lindsay, Kyle's always trying to impress her. I mean, when was the last time you peed your name in the snow? Oh, the last time we saw you.
I know it's a little bold to be talking about wanting to be impressed when you're not even going to come back, you know, with your fiance from partying later in the episode. So then Lindsay and Danielle are just like walking through this house. And what's kind of amazing is that this is a new house. This is a different house. And we have an upgraded kitchen. But it's so amazing how all the houses through the years have like the same living room. It's just like they all have the same layout, with the exception of last year, which was like an upside down house. So Lindsay's like, well, we're going to have hundreds upon hundreds of parties to throw this summer. Ah! She's losing her mind.
And Danielle's like, do not hit the chandelier. That looks really nice. Oh, my God. It's a bidet. This will clean your ass.
And then Carl comes in. Hello? Hello?
Oh, girl, we don't.
He's like, did you guys get a room? And she's like, we're too busy jumping on beds. And he goes, you're like, home alone now. Still got it.
Oh, be careful. A pin can's about to hit your head. Oh, too late. Oh, that really hurt.
So they're talking about how gorgeous the house is. And then we go back to Paige's car and they park and everything. And they're driving around the grand driveway. And Sierra's like, wow, it's cute. And Paige goes, it's not cute. It's actually grand. So.
Yeah. I also want to say that before she drives up, when they're looking around at the rooms, there's one room that they look at and Lindsay goes, this room is definitely a Leto vibe. It's definitely a Leto. So now he's not just Carlito. He's a Leto.
Yeah. That's how we know we're the closest. I've given him a different nickname. I've given him a nickname for his nickname.
Yeah. So Paige and Sierra and Maya walk in and they're all saying hi and, you know, they're all meeting Maya. She's like, yeah, this is Maya. She thought we were an Uber ride and we just decided to keep her. So let's say hi. This is Carl. Hi. Look at Maya's you. Like, how are you?
Yeah. So Maya tells us about herself. She's like, well, I moved to New York with my boyfriend. She's a talker out of the side of her mouth and it cracks me up. You know how they draw cartoon characters that will only move like one side of their mouth?
Yeah,
she's doing like that. She's Dr. like, Katz, I moved to New York with my boyfriend, and that didn't work out, but my relationship with New York City is still going strong. Paige mentioned she comes to the Hamptons, and it sounds fun. Plus, let's be honest, Beyonce spends her time in the Hamptons every summer, so.
I feel like this is the exact same way they introduced Jules to us like 2 years ago. It was like, I moved to the city for a boyfriend, but I'm staying in the city, even though we broke up. So, we'll see.
It seems like they cast this show nationally instead of like, why bother casting people just from New York who want to come to the Hamptons or who come to the Hamptons? Let's cast people from everywhere. It's like, I know. In my spare time, I build igloos and just thought it would be fun to. Oh, actually, they did have that, Luke.
So then Maya is like, she's saying how she's friends with Paige first and now Sierra. And Carl's like, okay, well, so give me the rundown. How do you know Paige? Because just like New York City and like drinking outside. I mean, how else do you meet people? He's like,
And I mean, Paige goes, she doesn't know that he's in AA, but that's really not good to tell somebody.
Like, I just thought drinking, about that.
How did you meet people? How do you meet people? It's like, oh my God, my life is officially over. Here lies Leto.
So then Paige takes the classic Carl line and uses it on Carl. She goes, Carl, you look great, by the way. He's like, yeah, well, thanks. I'm like 6 months sober and like I'm feeling really good and I'm single. So, you know, which is funny because, you know, I think it's funny just to sort of say, just announce that you're single while talking about how you feel like, how sobriety, yeah, sobriety is really great for me and I'm single. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's why I look so great. Yeah.
Don't worry. No matter how much changes about me, I'll always say thank y'all. Thank y'all. Never going to change the pronunciation. Everybody calm down.
And Sierra's like, so are you like happily single? He goes, yeah, I think I'm finally ready to start dating, I think, which is funny because I say at the beginning of every episode, every season, I'm finally ready to start dating, but I want to go slow. I want to go slow, yeah. But I'm ready.
And he's like, I know that I like say this every year, but this month I'm almost 6 months sober. I'm kicking ass at work and everyone tells me I look good. I mean, I'm ready to show people Carl Pro version 6.6 at. Yeah. Thank y'all.
Thank you. They also do a montage of Carl declaring himself new and improved over the years. He goes, yeah, I'm Carl 2.0. I'm Carl, recovering fuckboy. I'm the best stuff I've ever been. Carl 3.0. Yeah. No, but this time it's going to be real. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. But as Vanderpump Rules has already prepped us, being sober does not make you a better person. So let's,
that's right.
Fingers crossed, Carl. So Sierra talks about how healthy he is. And then we just cut to Kyle and Amanda arriving. And Kyle's walking up the walk and he goes, I got to poop. She's like, yeah. Cool, Kyle. Cool.
So, then they walk in the house and Amanda goes, are we a no-shoe house? I'm like, so now after 6 years, you guys suddenly care about keeping this house clean for 1 second. I was like, since when has there ever been a question about whether or not the summer house is a no-shoe house? I think summer house is not only is it a shoe house, you're not allowed in unless you track in a certain amount of mud. Like there's a mud requirement you bring into that house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, compared to last year was like a prison complex. So they all hug and say hi and blah, blah, blah. And Kyle's like, this is the last summer before I tie the knot. I've been working. Here's what's been going on with me. I've been working my ass off. Okay, so same.
The same as usual. Like, this is the summer where I need to let loose, okay? Because I've been working on Loverboy, planning a wedding, pooping pretty much every day at this point. And like, I need to go big or go home. I'm like, is there any event or time period where Kyle is not declaring he needs to go big or go home? It's exactly. Like, Kyle, you got to go to the DMV today. All right. But first I got to get wasted because I've got to go big or go home for the DMV.
Getting some gas today. Go big or go home. I'm all right.
I know. Let me do this keg stand before I go to mobile.
Yeah, it's so nice to see so many years pass and nobody change at all. It just like reminds you that life is ever changing and never changing, right? Because yeah. Kyle's starting the season talking about how much he works. Amanda's starting the season talking about how she just wants Kyle to be worthy of her. Carl's talking about how he's a new person. Lindsay is talking about how she's just single. She's finally single and ready to date.
Yeah. And Paige is starting off she's just probably just, you know, making little snarky jokes in her head, which is pretty much how she starts every season too.
Yeah, she's in a cute outfit swiping on her phone.
I was like, I don't have to give you anything every season, okay?
Yeah. So he's drinking Loverboy and Maya is showing her support of a new friend by drinking it too. But everyone else is like, fuck that. We're drinking some wine, okay?
I know.
Fuck this. Maya, we're not drinking Loverboy 10 times a day.
She has no idea how much that's going to be forced down her throat over the course of the summer. So we have no Luke. I was very sad that we had no Luke on this premiere because he's in Minnesota. But instead, Andrea's going to come. And then Paige is like, oh, my God, Andrea, he's the hottest person I've ever met in my life.
Well, we met in Vermont and we had a hot and heavy vacation romance. And after Vermont, going out in the city, Andrea asked me to immediately stop seeing other people. And I wanted that in Vermont, but then in New York, I still wanted to be single. It's like in Neiman's when I really want a $5,000 dress, but then I really want to see if it's at TJ Maxx for $30.
Well, it's like that thing where like, there's just like really this great look that you just like want. And then you go to the store, you go to Neiman's and it's like sold out. And then like you go back 2 months later and then they have it. But at that point, like fashion's moved on.
I'm surprised by this. I thought Andrea was going to totally flake. So I'm surprised to see that he was like, and now we marry. Because yeah. I think his visa's running out and he's ready to get her to Italy where he can lock her in a cage. Because that was his thing. Like, I just want to, all my life, I dreamed of meeting
American girl and bringing her to Italy.
I'm like, Cajun yeah. Italy.
I was surprised too. I thought that he, you know, Andrea to me reads as like total fuckboy. So I thought like, you know, he was a fuckboy on Winterhouse, and I thought that Paige's concerns were very valid, and I thought he'd just continue to be a fuckboy in New York. So then hearing that he actually wanted to just like become very, very serious right away, I was like, oh, I was not expecting that, but it makes total sense. Like, of course he's probably going to try to like love, he was already love bombing her. And of course he's going to try to like get super exclusive really, really, really quickly. And then they have some sort of like codependent bullshit. And she's just like, no, I'm not about that. So I was really happy to hear that she denied him.
Yeah, she ghosted him. So yeah. She's like, well, trust me, it's going to, because Lindsay's, of course, asking questions. She's like, I mean, is it going to be awkward? And she's like, well, it'll be a very interesting summer. Not because you're here. No offense. Tackle contract. So then Andrea arrives with Alex, the new guy. And Alex is like, I'm a trainer. Hi, I'm a trainer, and I talk really fast, but they spliced all my lines together for some reason. So do I leave long pauses? I don't know. Did you notice that in his diary?
He's so annoying.
He talks yeah. really quickly, but they're splicing everything he's saying, every word. I mean, it sounds like...
He's so bro-y. So I was saying on the trailer episode that I follow him on Instagram because he's hot. And then I was like, I was actually happy that he was sort of like bro-y and annoying on this premiere, because I was like, oh, good. Like, I love when someone who's hot, like, when their personality makes them less hot sometimes, because you're like, oh, good. I'm like, I don't have to be under your spell, you know, like, oh, good. You're annoying. I suspected, but now I know. So he's like, comes on super bro, and he's like, hey, what's going on? Huh? So
I think he comes across as like kind of nerdy. I think he's like takes working out like very seriously. He's like, I need to have this many ounces of protein a day, even though he can't really do the math. I mean, I don't want to give him too much credit, but no, I was confused about him.
I mean, yeah, there's a nerdy part, but there's also this element of like, he said like there were a few things he was kind of like obnoxious about over the course of the episode. And I'm like, I feel like we may be on the path to getting like a new Jordan in the house. Like, just maybe.
Yeah, I think he's a one season. I'm calling it now.
I think so too.
One season energy.
I'm getting a little bit of you know what energy I'm getting from him? I don't even remember his name. The guy from season two who was like basically like a tapestry on the wall. He did so little. Remember that guy?
Oh, he's yeah. Was that like Carl's friend or something?
He's like, met at Coachella.
My friend, bro. Yeah. Yeah, met at Coachella.
So anyway.
So yeah. So we go to Andrea and Alex coming, and they come in. Hello. Oh my God. Him in those short pants. I just can't. His little.
I can't with Andrea. I'm sorry. I'm so happy that I'm not under the Andrea spell. I never have been. He's like, hello. And he sees Paige. And he's like, oh, hi, pigeon. I'm like, how dare you call her a pigeon? Okay. That is not. She is an elevated bird. Okay. She's
good to see y'all.
Oh my God. That's how I say y'all.
Oh my God. Me too. Let's get married.
Totally. Will y'all marry me?
I will marry y'all.
So, it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Alex is there, and Lindsay's like, so where are you from? He goes, New York. And she's like, okay. He goes, well, born in Hong Kong. And then, you know, I was actually from like Switzerland, and because my dad is Swiss. And then like I lived in Singapore, Miami, and San Francisco, you know. And Kyle goes, wow, a worldly man.
And also, here's another bad sign for Alex. When he says hello, he goes, oh, you're a hugger? What's up? Oh, no.
And he's like wearing a muscle tee.
Yes.
So
he tells us, if I want to meet attractive girls, of course, I stick with Andrea, but I do okay on my own too. And the producer says, well, would you consider yourself a ladies' man? He goes, oh, no. The splicing. I'm wondering if he really talks like, if I want to meet attractive girls, of course I stick with Andrea, and they just splice it together.
Dictation.
Yeah.
He, you know what it is? Actually, he looks kind of uncomfortable on camera. I don't think he's at ease in front of the cameras yet. So maybe that's just what like we're picking up on. Watch him be like the nicest guy. Watch him be like just like this lovely, lovely man that we're just ripping apart. At least I'm ripping apart. He's going to be lovely. Watch that. Damn it. So now they're choosing rooms and Andrea's like, oh, my room is really small. Something else is not really small though, huh? And Lindsay goes, all right, Mr. Verona.
Love your coffee.
So it's like,
love your star-crossed lover plays.
Love your suicide play.
So he's like, this is the first time that I'm not going to go back to Italy for the summer. Right now, I'm on a visa, and I cannot leave the country I'm in.
And he's doing his diary room sesh in, like, a really tight button-up shirt that's buttoned all the way down to his belly button. Yes. Oh,
it's like a Zara something or another. He's so cheesy. And also, you know, it's also funny, as I was watching, I feel like whenever I do Andrea's voice, I always make him talk like this. But actually, his voice is like so deep and gravelly from like smoking. It's like, wow, we really, really need to revise my take on him.
Well, that one sounded like an old drunk stumbling out of a pub in like London somewhere. Like,
I know. I think I actually just did Gary from Below Deck Sailing by accident. my lines are crossed.
So then Amanda and Kyle get, of course, the biggest room.
Because we're a couple. So she's like, Kyle, I don't want to hear your ass complain about a mattress, so try it out. He's like, actually, this is a good mattress. And if I come in here stumbling wasted, which I will every night, I might impale myself on this headboard. So I'm in.
I hate that. The headboard is so severe. What is going on with that headboard in this like very stately, waspy Hamptons house? And there's this like very severe wooden headboard that, you know, the owner's probably spent like $40,000 on.
It's actually, I think it's a cool idea. It's like a slice of a tree, you know, where they make the whole table out of the one long slice of the tree. And so it's all curved and stuff, but they put it, they got a really sharp tree where it's like a tree knife at the end of it. So if you fall on that thing, you're fucking dead. You're impaled.
No, I know why Kyle and Amanda were fighting so hard this episode is because that headboard just probably created so much anxiety. I mean, like, you know how they say if you paint your room yellow, you're going to be more anxious or angry or something like that. If you have a headboard like that, you're going to fight with whoever you're nearby. It's just it's what's going to happen.
You can't have a bed that's like stabbing the feng shui of the room. So Alex is at the front door with Lindsay and she's like, will you carry my suitcase? And Lindsay trying to be flirtatious. And he's like, okay, I'll carry it. And she goes,
let me see if you can curl it.
So he does. He starts curling it. She goes,
not small.
And then she's like disgusted by him doing it. She's like, okay. So then Kyle's just like talking to himself in the room. And Amanda's like, who are you talking to? And he's like, man, I'm talking to you. Oh. And then Andrea, he's like trying to romance Paige again. He's like, Paige, I've got your stuff, Paige.
So then Danielle and Carl have a Danielle and Carl scene.
This is a very Danielle and Carl scene. Yeah.
So they're in, I guess, his room, and it has an exit to like the backyard or whatever.
Screen
door. He goes, well, look, I can go outside. She goes, let's not go outside now because it's like raining. And he goes, it's cool to be outside in the rain. So look, listen to that. Frogs are greeting us. Hi, frogs. Okay, let's go back in. It's not as cool as I thought.
Yeah, it's cool to go outside when it's raining. Didn't you know that? Oh, God, so many things I've learned now that I'm sober. Paige is unpacking, and she has a quintessentially Paige observation. She goes, it doesn't matter which room I'm in. It's the room I'm getting ready in.
So then Sierra burps really loud. It's a very burpy episode.
Yeah.
And she's like, excuse me. So I find that Alex guy really hot, but then I find the muscle shirt repulsive. And Carl, and she's like, oh my God, Carl looks good.
So good.
Okay, we had to pick right now.
Carl.
And then he was like, yeah, I'm single, right? They start doing that, like that whisper thing. That's when you know they're really gossiping because they start doing that like, and then Carl, oh my God, he's like so hot right now, and he's single, and he's tall, and you know what he said? He said going out in the rain is cool. So like, I think maybe you should go out in the rain. You want to go out in the rain?
So you need to assess the situation with Austin. And Sierra tells us that they had an amazing winter romance, but you know, even though their chemistry is undeniable, he's made it clear that he's just not ready. He's not ready to stop fucking randos in Charleston bars.
I feel like when it comes to assessing the situation with Austin, give me 1 second here and move on. Move forward. That's the assessment. It just came back from the World Assessment Headquarters. When dealing with Austin, move on. Why would you got all these hot guys in this house? Why would you ever, ever hold out for Austin?
Yeah, no, don't do it. So they're talking about, like, now, do you want to be with Andrea? Are you into that? And she's like, are you into this 6'4" Italian model? Gee, I don't know. But last time I saw him, I was like, bye. It's like 6 a.m. Bye. And then I never saw him again. So.
And then Andrea brings the luggage in. He's like, do I smell good, Paige? Do I smell good? And she's like, yeah, fine. Yeah, okay. He goes, by the way, I'm shocked how good this outfit looks on you, Paige.
And she said, I missed you. And he says, I missed you. And she says, I miss you. And he goes, you did not miss me, but I missed you. So then we go to Lindsay and Andrea. So she's like, Andrea, you want to help me unpack? This is your job. Underwear. Like, oh, my God, Lindsay, Jesus.
Lindsay assigns a lot of jobs this episode, too, by the way. Like, I feel like almost every other scene is like, can I give you a job? Okay, can you unpack my underwear from where Andrea just packed it? Thank you.
Yeah, it's like her way of flirting.
You want to curl my suit? Hey, you know what? Curl my underwear.
Do you want a job? Okay, I had a bag of M&Ms that was accidentally open, so can you find all the M&Ms and take them out of my luggage? Thank you.
He's like, oh, I love bras. I'm boob man.
He's like, I didn't know that about you.
I have a question. How are you feeling about being here? The whole Paige thing?
He's like, oh, yes. Well, I saw her and it reminded me of the good times, so I was happy to see her. But I have to be honest, after Vermont, we saw each other in the city and we kind of stopped talking. Ah, I'm just a male model wounded in the heart by a beautiful woman. Ah.
And she ghosted him, basically. And he's like, I cannot tell with her. Does she care? Does she not care? We're going to spend the whole summer together, so if it happens, it will happen here.
Okay. No, sir. She saw through you. It's not going to happen.
So then Kyle's going, Amanda, I'm taking more of a precautionary pee, okay? Babe, this is like a $1 million closet. Now, you know how you were like, honey, let's get out. Nag, 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 you know? Will you be happy without a closet like this? No? Told you so. Guess I have to work more.
So he's basically blaming his, like, his crazy partying on Amanda because of Amanda, he has to work harder, and because he works so hard, he has to drink really hard. So basically, this is all going to be Amanda's fault.
She's that's like, the logic. How much of that drinking you had, Kyle? So then Carl is... Oh, they're going to a restaurant, which is really exciting for them. For us, it's 2 minutes of time of them actually... the restaurant's longer, but whenever they're like, thank God, we can go out again, they just show like the cell phone footage of them jumping around for 2 minutes, and then they're home.
I know, but like for them, they're excited because last summer it was just them like stuck at that table with tacos for like the 12th night in a row and like Hannah fighting with Kyle about garbage. So they go to the car and Carl's like, oh, guys, 2021 should be fun. I'll see what I did there. I took Kyle's line. I remix it for the future. So they're driving to the restaurant and they're like asking if Jason is going to come for the weekend, which is Lindsay's, you know, now Jason is now quote unquote Lindsay's friend. And Lindsay basically, I think this is Paige or Amanda asking Lindsay about this. And Lindsay's basically saying how she told Jason not to come this weekend because it's essentially they're like, is it fizzling? And she's like, yeah, it's pretty much fizzling.
Right. She's like, I just don't want a boyfriend. So then the waitress comes and she's like, hi, can I get you guys some drinks? I'm not going to write anything down. And they're like, this, that. She's like, okay. It's going to be real fun serving you. Be right back.
Yeah. So Sierra's saying how this is, she feels like this is her first family experience because last year doesn't count. Like, this is her first, you know, group dinner out at a restaurant, right? And then Maya says, yeah, and I've like never been to the Hamptons. And Carl goes, Sierra, welcome to the Hamptons officially. I'm like, you know, that's, did you not hear Maya just now? Like, it was so, I was like, this is going to be Carl and Jules all over again. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
He just fully ignored this woman who just said that she'd never been to the Hamptons. He's like, oh, wow. Well, Sierra, welcome to your first time ever being in the Hamptons officially now.
And Sierra's like, I just got a 1-year lease, so I'm officially a New Yorker, everybody. And they're like, whoa, yay. And so Maya's like, guys, this is very important because I'm the newbie. So where is everyone at in their relationship? I'm single. And Lindsay goes, what?
Maya really is already showing promising signs as a reality star because she asked the group, where is everyone at in their relationship status? And then she proceeds just to talk about herself. Yeah, well, I just came out of a 5-year engagement. Yeah.
She can see she's not going to get it. She's got to really push in to get to become friends with this cast, right? Like, she's, guys, let's talk about relationships. Like, she's yelling over the table because she won't get anything done otherwise. So good for her so far. Points for her so far.
She has to. I mean, she's like, I just got out of an engagement. Oh, wow. Hey, Sierra, by the way, I heard you just got out of an engagement. So sorry to hear about that. Oh, no, it's me. It's Maya. It's Maya talking, Carl.
So Maya was engaged for 5 years, and Amanda's like, oh my God, she was engaged 2 years longer than me. And Maya says, and that's why I expect you guys to give me the best summer ever.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I'm gonna have the shrimp cocktail, and then we're gonna share some appetizers at that school. I'm not the waitress. I'm a new cast member. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's too bad, because I was gonna ask you to bring a congratulatory creme brulee for Sierra officially welcoming her to the Hamptons.
Hey, question. We brought a cake for Sierra. Is it cool if we put it in the fridge in the back?
Cast member Carl. To you.
Okay. The cake says, welcome to finally being a New Yorker, and you're welcome to the Hamptons for the first time, and congratulations on getting out of a relationship that lasted for 5 years. We don't know if that last part's true, but we thought we'd congratulate her for that anyway, no matter what.
So Amanda makes a comment like, wow, she was engaged 2 years longer than us. I guess I have hope now. And you see Kyle get kind of mad at that. And so Maya's like, so where's your wedding? Are you getting married in New York? And she's like, no, actually, now it's my parents' backyard in New Jersey. Oh, can you believe it's in 3 months, guys? Paige goes, yeah, we knew. We knew.
Yeah, we know. We know. We're pretty aware of it. And Kyle's like, wow, she keeps pressuring me to buy a house and get a kid and all this stuff. And like, there's just like a lot to unpack. You don't just wind up with a house. Like, Amanda, it's like, you don't even understand finances. You're just like a girl. Like, girls only understand like jewelry and makeup. Am I right, guys? High five. High five to the waitress. Again, I'm a new cast member.
So Amanda's like, Kyle, stop. And so Maya's like, hi, everybody. It's me, Maya. Hi. Who's single here? Let's talk about that.
So Alex is single. He was in a relationship for 3 years. And in case you wanted to hear more about that, too bad. Because now we're moving on to Danielle, who is still dating Robert. And she says that Robert is the love of her life. And they've been like living together. And they've been living together for a year and dating for a year. The fact that I'm even saying we, that's a big deal. We even share a pass for the LIRR. It's just wonderful.
She's like, I'm so independent. Like, I mean, I can't even believe I'm with somebody. You're so independent. How long were you trying to get Carl, even though he obviously was like, no. No, ma'am. No.
Yeah.
I think that Robert, you know, look, when you meet the one that just stays there no matter what, keep him. Okay? That's what I tell myself. I haven't found one of those yet, but I will. Listen,
he's a professional chef. Me. He's a professional chef, so Danielle knows what's up. She's doing it all correctly.
Right. So then, let's see, she is, that's too rude, I'm not going to say it. So then Maya's like, so Paige, you're single, Paige, right? We're still on the single thing. Everybody's still with me. I'm the new girl. So Paige is like, yes, I am single. And Andrea is single too, right, Andrea? He's like, oh, yes, single, single and ready to, please, green card, please, somebody, please, I'm running out.
Yeah, he's very single, okay? So Kyle's like, what about you, Lindsay? And Lindsay says that she and Jason aren't talking. They weren't talking, but now they're talking. And Amanda's like, and so what's the status with that? And Lindsay's like, it's called dating. I'm dating. I'm seeing somebody.
And now, like, Lindsay is insta-mad, right? And Carl's like, Lindsay, come on. Like, why are you doing that? I mean, congratulations on officially being to the Hamptons, too. I mean, what is it? And she's like, why am I the one on the hot seat?
Oh, you're not on the hot seat. I mean, you're so ridiculous. Excuse me, waitress, can you just get an ice pack for her seat? Because apparently it's too hot. I am not the waitress. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that.
So Carl's like, sounds like Lindsay is seeing someone and looking forward to finding someone this summer, and I'm very happy for Lindsay. And she goes,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, yeah. Carl.
Just, thank you for supporting me. Fuck you.
Fuck me.
Don't ever, like, yell at me.
Oh, I'm not. Lindsay. Oh. Settle down. Like, seriously. So, listen, this is a man speaking, so therefore, settle down, okay? Seriously.
She's like, what the fuck, Carl? Why are you coming for me right now?
He's like, just so cuckoo, you know, because he's not at all. And so Carl's like, just forget it. She's off limits, all right? Like, any kind of fun, alcohol, or sex life in a marriage.
How am I off limits? God, Lindsay, Jesus Christ, what are you talking about, Kyle?
So Danielle tells us Lindsay seems like she's crazy, but she's going through stuff. And when we find out, we're going to understand. So then they decide that they're going to go out and party. Paige is like,
I think it's a missed opportunity if we don't go out right now. So.
Yeah. So they go out, they go dancing. And then at like, they're dancing. And then like Carl at like 12, Carl comes home around 12:30. He's like, oh, I'm going to bed. Oh, Lindsay going off at dinner on me? Yeah, I think it's strange. But, like, I know that, like, talking about it, it's only going to make it worse. So, like, you can see the eyes turn and you just know. Like, we'll just address this another time. Like, she did not look good, by the way. No.
So then, so the rest of the, well, Lindsay comes home with him, right? So then,
I think it's just, everyone comes home at 2 a.m.
Okay, well, they come home in three parts. So then some other people are partying. Some people come home late. So Lindsay is, like, sobbing in her room after she's taken a shower and goes to bed. And Danielle's in the kitchen, and she's like, guys, you love that I stole a lover boy from the club? Like, as if we didn't have a million of these at home. I can't believe me, an independent woman, taking home a lover boy like that.
All the women who are independent, throw your lover boys at me.
Oh my gosh, she's here. It's happening so soon. Beyonce!
It's happening so soon. So, so they're all sort of like walking in and stuff, and like, you know, they're just like chatting, and Andrea's flirting with Paige and things. So pretty much everyone's back except for Kyle. Kyle is still at the club. And
like Amanda is just noticing. She's like, it's like you left your phone somewhere, you know. She looks around and goes,
where's Kyle?
And they're like, I think he's at the club. And then Alex goes, Kyle has not arrived. I could have told you that. Like, thanks, Alex.
She's like, he is in the club alone. I have to call him.
So she does, and it gets sent to voicemail. And then she calls six times. And then she goes into to Paige and Ciara's room, and they're just like laying there swiping on their phones. And she's like, guys, this is triggering for me. I need to find my phone and set an alarm. I'm like, you're holding your phone as you are the alarm. Okay.
So she calls and calls and calls. It's like number 9, call number 16, number 18, number 21. Pick up your phone, Kyle. Number 25. And it's 3:09 a.m. And Kyle is still at the club partying. But admittedly, this is strange. I actually think this is strange. Your entire group has gone home, but you're still at the club. And he's just partying and partying and partying.
Well,
and
Amanda's, this is a club he's got, like, connections at, right? They're serving lover boy at the club. And when they show him, he's, like, taking selfies with people, like, in TV lighting, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell that there's really bright light. So I think people are like, oh my God, it's a celebrity in the club and getting pictures, and he's just eating it up.
He may be, but he's not answering his phone either, and his fiance is calling. So, which, I mean, she's being crazy, but also just answer the phone, and then she'll probably will, like, chill out. Well, I think. Who knows? So Amanda then starts breaking his shit in the bathroom, and Paige and Sierra are just, like, hanging out in bed, just, like, gossiping, and Sierra's like, oh, who's up? I was like, oh, my God, it's got to be Amanda. Hold on, let me listen. By the sound of the vibrations in that room, it sounds like the reverberations are bouncing off of a top that she may have purchased at full price. Yeah, that's Amanda. It's Amanda.
That is an Oral-B diamond head. I just heard crack against. That was full price. I could hear it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then she marches out with Kyle's luggage and she throws it out on the patio. And so then Paige and Amanda, Paige and Sierra go to check on her, and she's in bed like, and like, what's wrong? And she's like, I can't get a hold of Kyle, so I broke stuff in the bathroom and then put his luggage on the porch.
Do you really think he's doing something?
My biggest fear was that he would get so drunk one night that he would cheat on me and we wouldn't even know. And then that happened. And that's what happened. And my second biggest fear is that I would still stay with him. And that happened too.
My third biggest fear is that someone else is going to show up as the guacamole person. And then what am I going to make?
My fourth biggest fear is that you guys would just pick up some rando who thought you were an Uber driver and replace me. And I think that's coming true, too.
You just hear Maya pass by.
All the women and
So Sierra's like, you need to ask yourself some serious questions. And Paige is like,
I want to cry right now, but like, I'm not physically able to. Like, I've tried.
I want to cry right now, but actually I'm just laughing, which is sort of weird, but it's really hilarious.
I can't do it anymore. I can't do it.
Yes, you can. You've been doing it now for how many years, and you're going to do it for another 20. Okay, stop. Don't go buy the car and then complain about the car. The whole time that you own the car. You bought the car. There were plenty of cars out there to test drive that you could totally afford, and you're in this one. You chose it. Be quiet.
So, and then she tells a story that, like, this happened a few weeks ago, that it was so bad that she called her mom up, and that her mom called a car service to pick up Amanda and took Amanda back to New Jersey, I think, or took Amanda somewhere, maybe home. And Paige is like, oh, and where was he? And she's like, he was just out. He wouldn't come home. And then she also reveals that they have a contract that if Kyle gets too drunk and they wind up calling off the wedding, he owes her parents every single penny that I guess they spent on the wedding.
This is crazy that Kyle is making the parents pay for the wedding. I know it's tradition that sometimes the bride has parents that will pay for the wedding. I get it. But Kyle is, like, always in a brand new luxury vehicle. He's like, I mean, he's really putting out there that he's rich. He's talking about work, work, work all the time. So that's crazy. And also to give the parents who don't approve of you at all that much power is crazy. Like, in your relationship, I mean, it's just, ugh. This whole thing is like, eesh.
So, yeah, so Amanda's talking about this contract and everything, and you just see Paige sitting there, just, like, mentally hitting, like, Command-S in her brain. She's like, must save all of this, because this has to be gossiped about tomorrow. Oh, my God. Save, 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 auto-save, save, save. Oh, my God, there's more. Save, save.
This is the first night we're here, and he's already doing this? I'm going to Control-Alt-Delete this whole thing. No, please don't. I'm not done yet. Control-S.
Hold on, this is really good. You know, Sierra and I really need to talk about this tomorrow, so just, like, give us a little bit more. A little bit more, please. Okay, control S.
So Kyle returns at 3:59, which I'm so glad it wasn't 4. He'd really be fucked. So yeah. The door is locked because Amanda's tried to lock him out, but no one closed the little left side of the door or the right side of whichever side of the door you have to put the pin in the ground because they were moving stuff in, right? So he just pushes them both and they both open. And he's like, woohoo, baby!
And he goes to the kitchen and there's like a box of cookies. So he's sort of like rummaging through that. He's like, oatmeal cookies, wow! Woo! Which I would be so annoyed if there was someone like howling at 4 a.m. in the house while I was trying to sleep.
Yeah, this guy all wasted talking to his food. So then the girls are like, oh my god, pretend you're asleep. So they all pretend that they're asleep in the bed. There's three of them in the bed. So then Kyle comes in and he's like, what? And he's just like swaying back and forth trying to figure out what he's seeing. You know, he's like, are those three Amandas? And then he's like, what the hell? So he goes to the bathroom and then all the girls get up and run out of the room.
Yeah, they're like, we have to go. We have to go. Okay, we have to go. We have to go. We have to go. So then Amanda gets up too, actually, and she just goes, there's a spare bedroom, and she just goes to the spare bedroom, which, by the way, is like one of the nicest bedrooms of the house, I have to say. And Kyle's like, are you shitting me? So he goes to sleep. Amanda goes to sleep, and Sierra and Paige are in bed, and they're like, I'm just baffled. They have like serious issues. Oh my God, we have so much to talk about.
And Kyle in the bathroom, because there's broken shit everywhere. And he's like, what the fuck have you done? Breaking my shit? Really? I'm not the one hiring a fucking therapist.
So it's not good. And then in the morning, Kyle's luggage is still sitting outside on the stoop. And Carl wakes up early, because we learned earlier in the episode that his whole thing is that he wakes up early to work out. He's like, yeah, I start my morning by meditating. And then I go to an AA meeting and I say, hi, I'm Carl. You all look great today, by the way. So he tells us that he needs this daily routine to survive because he almost drank himself to death. And so he walks out the door and he sees the luggage. He's like, oh, whoa, this luggage does not look good, by the way. So he brings the luggage in.
And then Alex, so Alex gets up, right? So there's only a few people who get up early, and Alex is one of them. And he comes out and kind of looks around and then just starts doing the most obnoxious thing a human can do, which is double snapping around the house. I just fucking hate that. Not even the West Side Story snapping where it's like, it's a song. It's just like.
It's just like. You're so right. You're so right. He totally did that.
Oh, that makes me crazy. Like, I'm nervous, so I'm going to make noise. Ugh.
And then he goes to the kitchen and he like cooks 2 pounds of turkey for himself. I think the reason why I got annoyed with Alex is because I've just met too many people who are like really like very fitness oriented, and they just kind of operate on their own schedule, and they're totally inflexible. And so, like, you know, there may be a group meal, but it's not in their time schedule. So they've already eaten like 5 pounds of turkey right beforehand. And then they're like eating their own weird bowl of like broccoli or something at the group lunch or something. I don't know. For some reason, it like really bothers me.
Oh, that's you're going to have fun traveling with me. I'm going to be like, I can't eat right now. It's not my hour. So, so let's see. Andrea wakes up with a cartoon yawn. So that I.
He actually goes to sleep with a feather on his lips, so that when he snores, it floats up into the air, and then when it sinks back down, there's an actual violinist in the room that goes.
The curtains suck into the room and then back out. So Danielle and Carl are in the kitchen, and she's like, oh my God, you're up early too? He goes, yeah, I'm awake since 6 o'clock to run and meditate. I walk out the front door, and there's a large suitcase open. Looks like Kyle's. And she's like, God, guess they had a night. And so he's going to cook her bacon, and they're like, oh my God, it's going to wake up everybody happily this morning.
And it does, actually, because Lindsay wakes up. And then Kyle actually walks in the kitchen, which is shocking because he went to sleep the latest and he was the drunkest. And Carl's like, oh, hey, Kyle, oh, I found your luggage outside. Yeah, I found it because I woke up early. I woke up at 7 a.m. to meditate now. I don't know if you know about that. It's my new personality. I wake up early. Yeah.
And he's like, weird, because I brought that in. So I'd love to know how that worked. And then he just walks out. Danielle's like, I know this isn't supposed to be funny, but that shit's funny.
And he wheels it back to his room, but it's unzipped, and I don't think he realizes. And like, it just like all the clothes just like topple out, just like perfectly. And the music's like.
So Paige and Sierra are in bed, and they're both swiping, you know, as they do, and they're talking about how last night it was fucked. It was fucked. It was fucked. Fucked. Really fucked. And she's like, I mean, she laid out so many issues. And Paige says, yeah, I mean, they have a contract that if he fucks up, they have to pay. He has to pay the parents. Yeah. I mean, like, they have a contract. Yeah.
I know.
A contract.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm just going to scroll down. Okay. Down, 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 down. Okay. New page. Guess what? They have a contract. And if it's gone to that point, like, why do you even want it anymore? I mean, that's kind of just like you go to a store and you see a look that you like and it's just so expensive. And you're like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, why?
And Sierra says if she needs a contract, she's not getting married. Well, don't marry Austin then. Because I think Austin will have a trust that his parents are like, you're getting a contract, aren't you? You're getting a contract or your beer company is ours, all ours. That was the contract you signed that said if we get you a beer company, if you don't sign a contract and you get married, the beer company is ours.
Sometimes we just go up to Austin and say, you poor unfortunate souls, except the difference is that we direct it towards us. We're the poor unfortunate souls. We have to deal with this son of ours.
So then Andrea brings him coffee and he's like, do you like sugar? It's like, shouldn't you know this by now, stupid? Get out, hot person. Get out.
So then they're like down in the kitchen and Sierra's like, who made a pound of ground turkey? And Paige is like, yeah. And like, 10 a.m. It's like way too early for ground turkey. Am I right? Yeah, this looks like a boy who works out. And then Alex just shows up and says, oh, yeah, there's my turkey. Cool. Yeah, still here. Yes.
My turkey's still here. Paige goes, weird flex.
Weird flex, but okay.
So then he tells us, he's like, I'm a trainer, but so I have to have protein, like 12 ounces of protein. So, like, if I have 12 ounces of protein, like, you carry the one and the two, and they start putting like the beautiful mind floating math up on the screen flying around, and yeah. They give him a minute and he goes, I'm not really sure, but did I say ounces? 12 ounces. Ounces. And the producer's like, but why does it all have to be protein? And he's like, because I'm a human being, so.
Because I need to live? Stupid face. Stupid non-turkey eating face.
Yeah. So then Paige, Sierra, and whoever else. Who else is down there with them? Maya?
Maya's actually cooking. Paige and Maya are at the stove. And Paige is like, so I watched a YouTube video about how to make the perfect scrambled eggs a few weeks ago. And because that's like just like what my life has come to. I'm just like so glad we hired a chef. She's like, cast member. I'm a cast member here.
So Carl goes to talk to Lindsay in her room, and she's like, could you help me, Carl? It's like, okay, Lindsay, do you do anything by yourself?
She just waits for people to walk by her room so she can give them a task.
So he's like, how'd you sleep? She goes, definitely grabbed myself to sleep. And he says, yeah, I came in and... I know it seemed like I was coming after you a little bit, which it didn't at all, but he's sweet for starting it like that. And she's like, I mean, God, I said I'm single.
Yeah, but people were serious and you took that as an attack. Like, people care about you. They're just curious.
So then she explains, she's like, you don't understand what happened. Basically, I've been with Jason, she's like, remember when I told you I thought I might have COVID because I had all these weird symptoms? And I was like, either I got something from the vaccine or I found out, or I'm pregnant. And then right after that, I found out I was 6 weeks pregnant. And he's like, what? And so she says that she found out on a Monday that she was pregnant. And by Tuesday, she was having a miscarriage. And by Wednesday, she was in the emergency room for 5 hours. I mean, geez,
I know,
I was not expecting that.
I was not. God, my heart really went out to her about that, because that's like, oh my God, that must have just been an emotional roller coaster and like also very devastating. And she says that she didn't want to tell Carl because she just didn't want to put it on Carl. And she like never even got a chance to emotionally wrap her mind around the idea that she was pregnant. And she did tell Jason and they weren't even trying. And basically she was like, she said that she would have loved to have had the child and, you know, like that. You know, she thought it was like so cool to feel that, and she never thought that it was going to happen, and you know, something that she always wanted, and she says that Jason was wonderful, but it was like a really, really like very emotional moment that I was really not expecting, you know, in the episode. And you know, I thought when they were like, oh well, something's up with Lindsay, I thought it was just going to be like the usual Lindsay, like she and Everett had gotten back together and were in a fight or something like that. So it was sort of shocking that it was this like very real, serious thing that had happened to her.
Yeah. So they're, you know, so Carl's like, oh my God, I had no idea, you know. And so they hug and they're good friends. That's a good friendship. So then we go back to the kitchen with eggs. And so Sierra's like, oh my God, Paige, those eggs look pretty good. And she's like, stunning, gorgeous. Might I say grand? Might I say?
And Maya's like, did you remember to salt the eggs? She's like, oh God. Whoops. I guess I forgot to do that part.
I forgot that part of the video. So Amanda, okay, so then Amanda and Kyle. So Kyle's in bed and Amanda comes in and kneels on the bed. She gets in the bed and kneels on it and then just goes, oh, and like just a full yoga, like face down in the mattress. And he's like, God, what the heck? Why are you making this such a big thing?
She's like, where were you last night, Kyle?
I guess, what do you mean, where was I? I was at Southampton Social, babe. Like, that's why you broke all my shit? And she goes, it's night one. How fucked up were you last night, dude? Because not enough. Not enough for this.
She's like, well, what have we talked about? What have we been going through? This is bullshit. And he's like, what's bullshit is walking into my bathroom and walking on glass in the middle of the night. She's like, do not turn this around on me.
Yeah. You get that turned around on you. You don't get to do that.
Just go, Lennox.
That's crazy. She just goes in and breaks shit all over the bathroom. Yeah, that's still on you. He's an asshole, but doing shit like that makes you look cray cray. Yeah.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, you're the issue. You're the issue. Why is my fucking shit everywhere? So she's like, because I told you I'm not fucking doing this, Kyle. How are you going to put me through this on the first night, Kyle?
He's like, oh my God, I'm not putting you through anything. I'm sick. And finally, he's just like, I'm sick and tired. Why am I the one that has to control my drinking? What about you? And she's like,
We talked about this in therapy, Kyle.
He's like, God, I stay out after 1 a.m. and now we're having a miserable fucking summer. Because Kyle's biggest fear is that it's going to be an unfun summer. It's like, if the fun isn't happening, he's like devastated.
And their big thing in their relationship is like, I can't commit because will I still be fun? Will I still have fun summers? And then it's like, oh my God, maybe I can't commit. Look, babe, we're still having fun summers and we're committed. And that's like, can I be married and have a fun summer? It's
like, oh, so he's God. Like screaming. He's screaming. And Paige is in the kitchen going, oh, wow. Wow, wow. Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Oh God, my disk is out of space. I can't save. Sierra, can I use your external drive? Oh my God. Save.
Thumb drive alert. So Kyle's like,
I have memory. Any more RAM?
You just hear Amanda going, God, Kyle. And he goes, yeah, I fucked up, Amanda. I had fun. And she's like, you know what? Fuck therapy. Fuck everything we've ever talked about. God,
shut up. To be continued.
You're both right. You're both annoying. Okay. I don't know. Weren't they at the same club with Kyle? Why didn't she tell Kyle, we're leaving. Get in the car.
Yeah, it is a little weird. I don't know why that didn't happen. I don't know why he does. Like, I imagine, like, the reason why he doesn't take her calls is because she calls and she's like, come home. And he doesn't want to. But I just don't see why it's so hard to answer a call and be like, hey, I'm just going to stay here 30 more minutes. And then I don't understand why it's hard to do that. And I don't know why it's hard to say, okay, cool. Have a great time. I'll be here waiting. Like, I don't understand why that's not like an element of the communication, but I also know that people have different dynamics in their relationships.
Well, because you look down at your phone and you've got 7 missed calls, and then you look down and you've got 27 missed calls. Like, I mean, but at the same time, you know, I would never be with that. I would have broken up with him a long time ago, which is kind of the crux. It's like, yeah, Kyle's wrong, but why are you marrying Kyle? Like, how much can you change him? If he makes you that crazy over stuff like this, none of this has changed in the past 6 years.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why she becomes such a lunatic, and I don't understand why he can't do the simplest thing. So it's just like their dynamic that they have, and it's weird. I don't understand why, but I don't know.
It's one of those relationships where it's like, as an outsider, it's like, who's at fault? You know, I don't feel like I care enough for anybody to be at fault. I'm like, just don't argue around me, because we all have these friends. That's the couple that fights, you know, it's like the Bickersons or whatever. They fight. They try and drag everybody around into their drama. And it's bullshit. I hate that. You know, like, I'm single for a reason. I don't want to have to deal with my own relationship drama. I don't want to have to deal with yours.
I think it gives them power. I think that actually they need it. I think that, like, for Kyle, it gives him a sense of independence and it gives him a sense of power. Like, he can draw a boundary and be like, no, I'm having fun. And for her, it gives her power to feel like she's speaking up and being like vocal, and she has a voice, and is saying, "No, you come back to me." And so it's their own weird thing with it that they both do. So they both feel powerful, and then they have the fight, and then they're like, "But I love you, and I love you, Kyle. I don't want to be with anyone else." Me neither. And then it's fine.
Oh my God! Enough, people. So Taylor Armstrong enough. Okay, Tyler, what's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Fun episode, even though
love it was
like half not.
I love
fun,
it so much.
But it was a good return for Summer House. So, we will be back with that next week, and in the meantime, we'll still be back with Vanderpump and Real Housewives of Orange County this week, and go get tickets for the live show and the streaming show, The Virtual Moment from Moment House. We sure love you. I think that's it. Yeah. Love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.